A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Wow.
Welcome back, everybody.
So nice to meet
Happy
you.
Happy Wednesday.
We have
everyone.
Two boys,
males.
Two guys joining
two,
us.
Two men.
Two alpha.
Two men.
Alpha.
Yeah.
Males.
Alpha male. Would you describe yourself as an alpha male?
No. Oh yeah, wait.
I would.
What?
I would. Sounds a bit forward, mate. That's a bit forward. Yeah.
I've got wood.
Yeah, I would.
I've got wood.
You're fucking joking. Of course I would. Look at me.
I thought you were, you were saying you would with them. That's what you meant. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I'm alpha.
What do you say to that, though? How do you, if someone says you're alpha male, you're not, no, I'm a bit,
no, not really.
Not really.
Not really.
I don't know. Call me what you like.
Catch me in Saint Laurent buying my booties.
I feel like you guys give alpha male vibes.
Me too. I don't Maybe think a little you're bit. Super tough. But
I get called quite camp, like, a lot of the time. I'm quite
really?
Camp.
What am I then? If you get called camp?
You're camp with me. Something wrong with being camp.
I think camp's good.
Yeah. It just means
because
we're...
it's,
no, I think it means that like, you're chatty.
Just means you're super fun. And
super fun.
Super intense.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Super enthusiastic.
I think you and I, Alex, we're quite in touch with our
feminine side.
Yeah.
But I think women find that attractive.
Because when you're not, that's unattractive. Because it's like you're almost like, oh, no, I'd never put...
Yeah, like I'm too much of a man.
Yeah, like I'd never do that because I'm a man.
They didn't say that in the YouTube video, did they?
Yeah, but I feel like...
That's why I wear a tutu.
Yeah, but do you know what he does? He does. He keeps things inside. He doesn't speak them.
You're not an emotional...
He doesn't let it out.
Right.
Is now the time.
Yeah, yeah,
Basically,
it's just a safe space.
How long have we got?
Yeah, but he does.
No,
he keeps
I feel
it
like
in.
I'm more like that as well. Though, to be honest, I'm more like
I've never been that good at it. I just,
I'm not, but you know, some people they can like tell anything to anyone though.
Mm.
Like they'll be like, oh, well,
oh after
need
a
to...
few drinks, I'm like,
yeah,
waiter, come in, mate.
Sit down.
Yeah. I think as friends go, right? Yeah. I think we're similar, and you guys are similar.
Mm. Yeah, you guys strike me as similar.
Can't sleep.
Yeah,
don't
you two are like
rush. Yeah,
need Shrek to go to sleep. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're on the vibe, and you
maybe
guys
that's
are the vibe.
Why you guys work and we guys work. What
we guys work.
We work. This is an advert for we work.
But that is true because we do work very well with each other.
Yeah.
That's no
like
word of a lie, but we actually
like
do.
You can't be the same person.
No.
You're the sort of like creepy intense guy. I sit back and I apologise for you. And like,
this is what we were talking about last week was love languages.
Oh my God, do you guys
I've
know
heard,
what you're...
I've heard about
do
love
you
languages.
Guys,
what is that?
Okay, so
that
love
was something
languages.
Online.
We spoke about this last week, but there are five love languages.
Oh, we love it.
And these are the way that like you
give love and you receive love.
Right.
So there's words of affirmation.
It's super
in the
butt.
In the mouth.
Calling yourself an alpha
so
male.
So graphic. I'm, for our girls back yeah.
in the day. Like, oh my God. In the butt. Oh my God.
And he was like saying, oh, I'm so camp before. Like, centered. In the butt.
He was doing an impression of you.
Right. In the
butt. So there's words of affirmation, which is like verbal, like compliments.
So you'd love to like tell someone you love them and you'd want to hear that all the time. You'd want to hear words all the time.
Or there's physical touch, which is the obvious.
Right.
There's gifts. So it's like, oh, I saw this and I thought of you, or here's some flowers.
Right, you've had a hard day, so here's a little gift.
Or acts of service. So like obviously doing things for you.
Acts of service, what, going to war? I would go to war for you.
Be like, oh, let me do this. I'll take this off your plate.
But I'll make you dinner tonight because you're stressed.
Okay. Or quality time.
What do you think you want? Because there are quizzes you can do.
You can only have like two or something, right?
The quiz I did, there's percentages. So it was like 80% this. Yeah. Like blah, blah, blah.
But you tend to have like one dominant one.
Okay.
Mine is quality time, apparently.
So that's how Cynthia will feel love when her partner is giving her like quality time.
If he's not giving me quality time, then I'll be like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah.
I get it. So I think I'm a mixture of a few as well.
Okay.
So I think that I'm words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So you need a girlfriend to verbally say,
tell you
like,
all the time.
Yeah, I think I need that.
Yeah.
I
couldn't just have someone hug you.
You need words.
Like no words.
But then my girlfriend, she doesn't. She
doesn't touch you.
Doesn't touch me.
She won't touch me with a barge pole.
Yeah.
Please touch me.
Get off me. Please. But she doesn't. But also, I almost find that more. So I'm a mix. So I like it, but I almost have to earn it from them.
Right.
I like the fact that I have to earn it. I don't know.
So
all
that
the
sounds
time.
A bit like service. You've got to do some service to get.
So maybe
to get
she's
touched.
Act of service.
But I'm words. So I need to desire it from them. So I need to have. So how does it? Am I that way, or is it the partner's way?
Well, it's
how you feel loved.
So do you need quality time, or do you need someone to do things for you to feel appreciated?
Or do you need like physical touch? Like do you need to like
holding hands all the time?
Mine's
and
touch. Mine's very
physical
much
physical touch, quality time. I think the two. Yeah. The two main ones. I think
I'm the same. Sophia's acts of service.
just
like, look at this freak. She's acts of service.
What, you like clean things? What
no,
you,
like I.
She'd here to clean.
What was the quiz?
Well, it was like she'd rather him be like, look,
I'll do this for
stressed.
You. Like, let me do this for you. And I'm like, oh, that's
like,
so nice.
Let me take that off your plate.
Really?
Then, but like, I think everyone is like everything because they're obviously all nice things, but you're just like one a bit more than the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's obviously amazing to have someone do something for you. But I think if they do it too much, then it's unfair.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why they say that, like, we kind of spoke about this last week. Sorry, guys. But they kind of say that you need to understand the person you're with's love language. Because say if, like...
That's why it's fun to
you
do together.
Could be almost like speaking the wrong language. Like, say if you wanted to help your girlfriend out, right? And her love language is physical touch. So all she really wants from you is, like...
It's a cuddle when she's, like, stressed or something.
Because you're thinking, oh, I'm going to do something for her. Like, I'll make her a cup of tea. She's not feeling fulfilled because all she really wants is a hug, but you're doing the, you're speaking a different language,
speaking
you know?
Speaking a different language.
I know. So I can, my girlfriend's definitely, she's physical touch. She's feeling, she needs like touch.
A cuddle.
Yeah, she needs a cuddle. She doesn't need affirmation at all. She doesn't, she does not care for affirmation.
Right.
She always tells me to shut up. Like, she's
Jamie,
like,
shut
oh,
the
you're
fuck
shut
up.
The fuck
hand,
up.
Yeah. Hold my hand, but shut
hold
the fuck
my
up.
Hand. Don't talk to me. Just do it that way. So she's like that. But I think I need words of affirmation more.
Right.
You, what are you? You need physical touch.
And quality time.
Quality time, I think.
Yeah.
You need quality time?
Yeah,
no,
nice.
No, Mitt.
She's quality time.
Jesus Christ.
Not too much quality time, because then it gets a little bit boring.
So exactly. Yeah. So that's really where I would say...
Wait, what are the other ones? There's sex or service.
With you, I would say that you like that quality time,
I'd like if he was like, say like, oh, like, I'll cancel this so that we can spend the day together. And they'll be like, right,
that's
to me
an act
shows.
Of service in,
that's a sacrifice.
As well.
Right, it's also sacrifice.
Quality time's also like uninterrupted like no phones.
Time.
Like,
you know
how
I mean?
They
that's,
say,
that's
like,
nice.
You
like
always,
that.
Like, there's all, you can always make time.
Because you
like,
could be with someone all the time, but if it's not quality time, then what's the point?
Actually, someone said to me once, they said, I remember I'd broken up with a girlfriend, and my friend said to me, she said, if you want to make it work, you'll go and make it work.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't know if I actually want to. That must mean that I didn't want to make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got
that's
one.
Why girls always say, like, if he wanted to, he
fucking
would.
And it's true, they would. Guys would go, guys would do it, I think.
I feel like that's the answer to all our issues.
Okay, I got one for you. Okay, so have you heard the one where I ask you your favourite, so what's your favourite animal?
Dog.
Dog?
I'd probably say a dog as well.
Dog?
Dog.
Dog. What? Cavapoo.
You need a poo. Yeah.
Can do I have a shit. Do it in the shower.
Can I have a poo?
Yeah. Stamp
it down the drain.
Can I have a poo? Yeah. Okay, so favorite underdog. Your favorite meal that you like, that sort of, that you comforts you, the meal that you love. What meal do you love?
Pasta.
Yeah, pizza.
Pizza.
I would actually probably go, yeah, pasta.
Like, okay, I made a mistake here. So, dog, what? So, three adjectives why you like dogs.
Friendly.
Friendly? Just do two. Friendly and...
Friendly.
Friendly.
I like how much they love you.
Okay, friendly. Okay, and the like fact loyal. They adore you.
Yeah.
Okay, Cynthia, what is yours?
They give you kisses and cuddles.
So emotional towards you.
Yeah, and they're friendly.
And they're friendly. Yours?
I think because they're instinctive.
They're instinctive. They know, okay, fine.
They're cuddly.
And they're cuddly. Okay, amazing. Food, pasta. Sphere pasta.
Pasta. So,
two adjectives why you like pasta.
It's fucking good.
This is hard, isn't it? Words are hard today, aren't they?
Why do I like pasta?
Yeah.
Stodgy.
Stodgy. Interesting. And
soft.
Soft. Okay. Cynthia, what's
soft
yours?
And stodgy pasta?
Hey.
Don't start a restaurant.
Five, please. Yeah. Load me up.
Yeah. Cynthia, what's yours?
Tasty.
Yeah.
And carby.
Tasty and carby. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's pizza. Mitt, what's yours?
Yeah, carby. And then, like, I don't know. I quite like the al dente-ness of it sometimes.
So but go more. Like, what is yours? What is yours?
Well, carby and
No, but what is your food?
Pasta.
Pasta. But okay, go, don't do the same. Do the same. So think of it.
Mix it up.
Come on. What do you like?
Creamy.
No, go more like, what does it make you feel? What does it make
what
you feel?
What does it make me feel? It makes me feel amazing.
Yeah, so is it delicious?
It makes
is it exotic?
Sluggish and
is it?
Yeah, it fucks me. I'm exhausted. Okay. After it.
Gives me IBS.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, I can't sleep afterwards. I'm in the shower.
But does it remind you of like holidays? Does it? What does it do?
What are you trying to. You've got an agenda.
You've not explained what you're doing.
No, come on, just use an adjective. Don't go like stodgy and like creamy.
It's reminiscent.
It's reminiscent. Here you go. There you go. So what is it? There you go. What is it?
I just said.
Reminiscent and nostalgia. Lovely. Okay, fine.
There you go.
Favourite colour?
Pink.
Pink. Why? Two adjectives. Why do you like pink?
Cute.
Okay.
And fun.
Fun. Love that. Okay.
Super fun.
Cynthia, what's yours?
I don't want to copy and say pink.
Yeah, you can. No, do pink if you feel that way.
Pink.
And why?
Cute.
And... What is it? Go.
Cute and fun.
Cute and fun. Okay, cute and fun. Here we go. I think this is good though.
Purple.
That was when I was a kid.
Turquoise.
Yeah, turquoise.
Okay, what's your turquoise? What's yours? What's
turquoise.
Yours?
Turquoise.
What is
no,
yours?
It's
green.
Shouting out colours.
Okay. I'm gonna go with green.
Do you like green?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why do you like green?
It's
fresh.
It reminds me of the country.
Outdoors, earthly.
Earthly and earthly and what are you going green?
I don't know. It's really hard to fucking describe.
It's not earthly. I could say turquoise.
I really hope this has a purpose.
It's bright and happy. I could
know. Everyone is clicking off right now.
Yeah,
comforting.
Comforting. There we go. Okay, last one. Last one. What do you like? River, seas, oceans? Pools. Which ones do you like?
Pools.
Why do you like a pool?
Safe space.
Safe.
But refreshing.
Safe and refreshing.
I like the ocean.
Why?
But it does scare me a bit.
Why do you like
the
ocean?
I think it's pretty.
But so you like it and it's scary?
I don't like... Yeah.
Like it and it's scary?
Puddle.
Why do you like... No, come on.
I'd probably ocean as well.
Ocean, why?
Yeah, because it's like blue.
Blue, so it's...
And
it's
ferocious.
It's, okay, here we go. So here we go. This is how you understand yourselves.
Right.
Ready, everyone. All you listeners. Here we go. At last, we got there. Okay, Sophia, yours... So, actually, everyone. So, your favourite animal is how you perceive yourself.
Right.
So, I'm a dog.
You're a dog. For that loyal, friendly, so whatever you said.
Yeah.
Loyal and friendly. Your favourite food is how you like your partner to be.
Carby.
So say stodgy.
Yeah, stodgy.
Gives me IBS.
Stodgy.
Yeah. Your favourite colour is how people perceive you.
Cute and fun. Check.
That's cute.
Yeah.
We like that. Nice.
And your...
What was yours?
Earthy. Nice. Yeah, real earthy.
I'm an earthy guy. It is earthy.
I'm an earthy type of guy.
And your...
Maybe it's like down to earth.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And then water is your sex life.
So what is the ocean?
So yeah, you said...
I said safe and clean.
You said fun and scary.
I was ferocious and blue. Well, I get dressed up as a Smurf and go, let's have it.
I'm in.
No, I'm in. Yeah, you have to whisper it, otherwise it's not hot.
That kind of works, don't it?
Right, okay. No, well, after Jamie's activity. Beautiful tangent, we're going to start the episode.
Have we not started yet? Oh my gosh, Jesus. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
So it's a poll. So we said, so if the first date wasn't a hit, would you see them again? So if it was just a shit first date, are you thinking, fuck that shit, I'm not doing that again?
Well,
or would you be like, you know what, I think she's got potential, I might see her again.
If it wasn't like, wow, that was a really good date. If it was just like, okay, just like, yeah, like she was a nice girl, like, all right, time, like, are you going to see them again?
Are you going to make that effort?
I think it's probably a bit of a waste of time to do it again. Unless maybe like it was an off day for them.
So it's like, do you give them the benefit?
Because it's never an off day for us.
I was always on top.
It depends how lonely I am.
I was fantastic on that date. You were shit.
Yeah.
I've never been bad on a date. Yeah. I've had a date before, and it just, you know, like your 50 minute away bloke.
Yeah, the guy that was so far away.
Yeah.
Because he was super keen. You're like, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Well, the poll was 33% said, yeah, they'll give him a second chance, or her.
Really?
But 67 said no. So we're probably
like first date nerves.
Right. Sometimes you can sense someone's nerves and you're like, oh, he was just definitely nervous.
Like, you know, when sometimes like, I feel like sometimes if you go on a date with someone and then you think, do you know, say if you went for like a walk in the park as your first date.
How amazing is your date?
Sometimes
meant to be,
you like, leave a date and think, do you know what? Like, I need to go for drinks with them and like get a bit drunk with them and then maybe we'd have
like
fun.
In like a different environment.
For Jamie, if he doesn't get laid on the first date, he'll never come back.
What a waste of time.
That was terrible. I want my money back.
Yeah. A week's worth of grafting over text for nothing.
I want my money back.
The money I'd
spent on.
What do you mean? On dinner.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, fine. Why did your mind go there?
Why? He said, "I want my money
the
back."
Money.
Yeah. I met this girl in the nightclub and she was sitting down.
Right.
Is this the girl that was taller than you?
Oh, yeah, have I told you this? Oh, yeah.
She stood up and
she was massive and I was like, this date is... I could have been a pretend train through her legs. Honestly, I could have gone, doo-doo, and gone, I'm in. She was standing up like that.
So anyway. Do you feel like when you show up to a date, like say if you hadn't met the girl in person, as soon as you met her, do you think you're like, yes or no? Like, do you think you just know?
Yeah, I think you know straight
away. Or is it like a...
No, I think sometimes it can change. You'll be like, oh no. And then sometimes then it turns around. You're like, oh, actually...
Yeah.
I have had sometimes where you're like, you're with someone and then you're sort of like partying and drinking stuff and then suddenly you go, oh my God, you're really hot.
You're wasted.
Oh, really?
Well, the beer goggles.
So yeah. Someone.
I don't know what it is, but like, you're actually really fit.
No.
I'm fucked right now, but you know what I mean.
It's nothing to do with the vodka.
No, it's where suddenly, because I think for me, I like goofiness. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain thing about someone that I like.
It's lovely for your girlfriend.
No, yeah, but true. She is goofy, yeah. But it is, there's a certain thing that you suddenly go, oh God, I really like that about you.
And that becomes... You find that endearing.
Yeah, get to know them.
How goofy.
Little.
They're like, ooh. You're like,
fuck, she's fit.
You're sexy as fuck.
Yes. No, I think unique things about... We're all unique in general, but I think it's when someone... I think it's when you realise that someone actually knows themselves and they're not trying to be someone else. And then you go, oh God, that's really nice. Mm. I like that about them, that they've accepted that about themselves.
I get that.
It's a shame that you can never be yourself.
Never can ever do it. Yeah.
Always
a chameleon.
Puts up a facade.
Yeah. Hello.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
All my different personalities coming out.
Take which one, whatever you want.
Yeah, take your pick. There's 22 to choose from. Just keep on moving.
Right, we're going to dive in with a dilemma. So this is where we need your guys' help.
So we always need the boys' perspective. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're shit sometimes, you know?
One night stand, taking 24 hours to reply, yet still trying to keep the convo going. So I need your help.
Okay.
I was in Newcastle for my 21st birthday last weekend. I met this really cute guy. We hit it off instantly and ended up sleeping together. Oh. I remember him being seriously all over me, like really affectionate, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I accepted his Instagram request when I got back in the morning. Really expecting him to text or anything because, you know, just a one night thing, like that's the way it was.
Right.
However, to my surprise, in the evening, he slides into my DMs with the message, "Well, hello there."
Well, hello there.
How are you
Jamie,
feeling
Jamie,
today?
What were you doing in Newcastle?
Well, hello there.
So I play it cool by taking a little while to respond, but then he also took equally as long. But he did send a voice note. I would have sent one back, but I was just busy in a bar at the time, so I just messaged. Anyway, after a couple more messages, he is now taking 24 hours to reply, sometimes even longer. However, what baffles me more is that he is actively trying to keep the conversation going. So like asking me questions, asking what I'm doing at the weekend, blah, blah, blah. The slow replies irritate me so much. It's as if he doesn't want to speak to me, but then again, confusing because he's like not shutting the conversation down. What frustrates me is that I actually kind of like this guy now. I'm the type of person to catch feelings super quickly and I hate myself for it. He's literally just my type and so sweet from what I remember. What does it mean when a guy takes so long to reply but actively is keeping the convo going through questions?
That is kind of bizarre.
He works on a submarine. I reckon it's definitely that. You get there's no signal down there. Eventually they come to the water. He's like, oh, that's why he's so keen.
Shit, Sally, I need to reply to Sally.
Sally,
come onto my submarine. Well, hello there.
Hello there.
Climb aboard.
That would be, well, hello there. Oh, no, I haven't said anything else.
Shit, we're going down. Damn it.
Well, hello there. Oh, God. I would say it's a tricky one.
I think he's playing a game of like trying to be cool, trying to be
he's showing that he's still being a bit nice, but he's seeing her messages.
Because I think
it sounded
like she started to do it. So he was then like, I can play that game.
Yeah, the only way to test it is to
turn up at their house.
For her to stop replying.
Right.
So let him reply and then don't reply and see if he replies
goes again.
And if he doesn't go again, you know you're out. Yeah, you're out.
Because he's replying for convenience. He's like, oh, I may as well reply to that girl in case she's in Newcastle again.
Or
I can sleep with her.
You just confront him and say, look, do you work on a submarine? And
I need to know.
I've got this weird hunch that you do.
Someone told me that you might be working on a submarine.
A couple of people on a podcast said that you might possibly work on a submarine.
But I think that you have to test that out because that's a tricky one, right? But I think you've got to test the waters in that one. What do you guys think about it?
See how keen he is.
I find the slow replies so unattractive. I can't be bothered with it.
I'd rather us talk instantly for like half an hour and then stop talking for like a day or something.
Even if someone like took like 8 hours to reply, I would no shame respond like in the same minute if I saw it. I cannot be bothered with like, oh, let me wait.
That's even scarier to date you then. That's even scarier.
But also, like,
that's even scarier.
It's so quick.
Because there's no, because there's.
Do you get scared by the, like,
if I didn't see it, I just reply when I actually saw it. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, he's just sent it. Let me wait to open it, you know?
No, because what that is with you, I mean, is that it's a good thing, by the way. So, you know, you can play that game like, oh, tit and tat and back and forth. You're just like, no, this. So if you stop replying, it's like, oh, fuck, what have I done? Yeah. It's like, oh, God, something's actually happened. So that's way scarier because it's the sense that if it actually stops, then that's it. It's probably done.
If someone took 24 hours, I would just find it. I'd be like, oh my God.
Unless you do work on a submarine.
Really, would you
like, reply to me. Mm. Like, obviously, I'm not a priority in life.
No, I just think like, oh, you just can't be bothered.
I should be a priority. Just reply to me.
But I also like, I don't like texting in relationships. I'm not into it.
Phoning.
What do you do?
Call, but I'm not like paragraphs. Oh. Like,
no. No one's
like, if you want to speak to me, you can call me and then like, I'll see you when I'll see
you.
Did you send
like paragraphs?
I have got a bit paragraphy before.
Yeah.
But this is back in the day.
But would you rather say it like on
back
a
in
call?
The day we had
this is back in the day.
I bought a letter. I wrote a letter and I wrote on it.
I just hate replying to like each part of the paragraph and then going back.
Yeah, more like
instant
texting.
No, the most annoying thing
is
really long voice notes.
Oh, I'm a voice note.
I like voice notes, but then I
lose like what they've said at like, like minute
you
three.
You have to remember
like,
what they said at the start of the voice
I sent
note.
A voice note, it was like 3.5 minutes, no shame.
They've got that new feature where you can speed it up now, so you can go 2 times. So it's
someone told me they did that to my voice notes, and I was like, you little shit.
That's actually so mean. I wouldn't want to know.
It's quite offended. Useful though, because you can it still is. Hear the right. content, but it's just a little bit.
We can play YouTube squeakier. Videos in like double time. I always do that. Can someone's like such a slow speaker.
Oh, you
like,
do that?
You could probably play this in double time.
Yeah.
Guys, everyone double
guys,
up.
Do not do that, honestly. I think with that dilemma, I think, yeah, you've got to test it. That's what I think.
Test the waters.
But then the thing is, she's just going to be hesitant because she actually likes him.
Well, then
so she's
going to
shit herself and
but
think,
we're
going
to see if he actually likes her. So it's a good test. We don't want to be talking to people who don't actually like us.
Why don't they schedule in the second date? Then that's like...
Well, they only slept together though, didn't they? Mm. They didn't go on a date. Was it one night stand?
She's probably thinking... Well,
so she's the first date.
She what? Yeah, it was a one night stand.
It was a one night stand.
I didn't realise that.
In Newcastle.
Uh-oh.
One night stand.
Uh-oh.
That's why she's so saying like she
she's
was
like liked him.
She was like, I wasn't expecting to hear from him again.
Right,
and then it was a one night stand.
I was like, well, hello.
You know, he followed it up and he's keeping the conversation going. I think he's keen.
Yeah, because oh no, because she didn't reply to him. And so then he was like, oh, this guy hasn't replied. Right. Well, hello. And so then he just sent that and then she started replying to him.
So
it's dangerous if you catch feelings. Like, I think sleep with people as much as you want, go for it. And I think it's the most natural thing. But the scary thing is when you sleep with someone so early on and then you catch feelings. That's right. that's the tricky scenario.
Yes, yeah.
You don't want to sleep with someone straight away and then catch
don't
feelings.
Catch feelings, catch flights. That's what they say.
Is that what they say? Yeah.
For Hot Girl Summer. What's the boy version of Hot Girl Summer?
Hot Boy Summer.
Don't catch feelings, catch Corona.
When you catch the feelings, it's like, damn it.
Do you think it takes you a while to catch the feelings, or do you think
six months?
I feel like with
absolute
proper
bullshit.
Feelings, proper feelings.
Oh, you do the fake ones where you go, "I love you,
I love you so much,
I'm obsessed with you,
I'm crazy about you."
Wait, have you guys dated?
I'm crazy about you. Jeez, coming in a heart there. I'm crazy about you. I think typically, you know, psychologically, supposedly it takes a guy to fall in love, or they show it like affection after two dates. Where women do it after 16 dates or something.
Well, yeah,
like that.
16.
That's the thing.
I haven't been on 16 dates with anyone.
Guys at the beginning, they're like, oh my God, she's amazing. I'm obsessed with her. Like, oh
they're
wow,
like, check,
there's
check,
a future,
check,
there's
check.
A future. And girls at the start are like, maybe I'm not sure.
Standoffish.
And then when the girls get more, that's when the guys are like...
And the guy have already had their fill of going, I'm like... And that's why typically girls get upset by guys is because the guy's given everything to begin with and women... hold back because they consider their emotions where guys don't.
That's why a lot of girls write in and say like, oh, he's not making as much of an effort anymore. Like he's slowed down a bit.
He's given it 100% in the start and then it's like he's a different
person.
Literally
sounds like Jamie.
So if I can give you... I can give you any advice as a girl or a guy, but typically as a girl, is if a guy is doing that, put the brakes on.
Back off.
Back away. Allow
this
him
vehicle
to
get, is reversing.
Yeah.
We're backing out.
And just back out. That's what I think.
Because then you think it'll make the guy panic a bit and think, oh.
Well, I think it makes the guy realise if he likes you or not. Mm. And I think what guys do is
you
they're like magpies. They're magpies. They're like
it.
Shiny things. So you see a pretty girl and you go, oh my God, I really like this person. Mm. And then they go for it. And then... you know, there are loads of shiny things out there.
Why is it so confusing?
I know. Why is it so long? Men are from Mars.
We're literally
Venus.
Such a mismatch. It just doesn't work.
From different planets.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Baby. Right. Some people asked us some questions to ask boys.
Yeah.
So, first thing you notice about a girl?
Tits.
Please say eyes or smile.
Eyes.
Oh, that's nice.
I honestly noticed that...
That nose.
He's trying to think of anything but tits. He's like, don't say tits. Don't say tits. They're shoes. the way they sing.
Their jewelry.
Yeah.
The way they're wearing a blazer or a jacket.
The way the dew lands on them in the morning. No.
The way the dew lands on them
the
in the
dew.
Morning.
Not the dew, the dew.
The dew.
Dew. No, it's their ticks. They're good. Yeah,
so they've got tics. As in, like, what a dog gets.
So I meant to say tits.
Tics?
Tic, as in their goofiness.
They're
like the things that make them different.
Quirks. Quirks. Yeah, that's my notes. I always go, oh, that's, oh, so okay. She,
quite hard to notice that first.
No.
Yeah.
No, you
yeah,
can see it.
Unless their quirk is like going, yee-haw, and you're like, well, yeah.
No, because I always go.
She's a bit of me.
No, because that's why I always can relate. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That goof one of
those. Honestly, it's nothing to do with the tits. It's the yee-haw.
No, that's why I can always relate someone to someone. So I can go, okay, oh, right. You remind me of someone.
Oh, okay.
Or you remind me of someone. I can always do that with individuals.
Oh, well, so they just can't be their own person.
Right, so you do that with people then?
Yeah, I do it with people. So I go, oh my God, you remind me of this person.
Right.
So if I thought about it with you two, I could probably place you to someone I already know.
Place,
wow.
Place it.
Okay.
So we're just replaceable objects.
Yeah. This is going to make you feel real right. Good. Yeah.
I'm my own person.
I'm super unique then. Great, yeah, thank yeah. You.
Oh, but it's going to take, it'd have to take me, because it would have to
take
click.
A while.
It would have to click.
Oh, so it's not the first thing you see then. We're talking immediate.
Mm. No, like, but I could say the immediate, like,
after like
ticks with
20
these
minutes of talking.
Yeah, maybe. you talk with them and stuff like that.
20
but
minutes.
Straight away, immediate, I would say, yeah.
Straight away, two times, speed up.
Sorry, I would say arse, yeah.
So to summarize, I'd say he's got an eyes up.
It's definitely arse.
I think face. I think pretty face. Like, honestly, if you see someone with a pretty face, you go, oh my God, they're so pretty.
Right.
Yeah. I do that sometimes.
You
I remember,
do with faces.
I remember we met our friend Lily. You know Lily. So. You know Lily.
I don't know. We know
you do know Lily, and she was in. She came to work in my office for one of the things. And I walked in and went, "Oh my God, you're so pretty." I remember thinking, "I pretty thing. I like prettiness. Just,
like
but not, but not like
I like pretty things.
But not. God, I keep going on, just
I
dragging
like
this. It's like honestly dragging a dead horse.
Dead.
But it's I think when. It's not also like cocky guy. It's not striking.
We can finish.
What are you guys?
Yeah, what do you guys go for? Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it off.
Sorry, I'm just gonna have to get him out of that hole. Yeah. What about you?
Maybe. Well, maybe it might be the.
Where was I?
Jamie's down in the tit dungeon.
Maybe I should
get
say
out
eyes
of there, Jamie. Get out of there. Yeah. Anyway, what about you guys?
The first thing you notice in a guy.
I think
stature.
Stature.
Oh.
Sorry.
She was a man to
you also looked no. up for that.
Stature. What, like some huge...
No, but like I need just someone to be like a bit, just like a bit bigger than me.
A present.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Like I went on a date. No, yeah. Like I went on a date with a guy who was like the same height as me and like slimmer than me. And I was like, oh. And I was like, I just need them to be just a bit taller.
Well, so, you want to feel tiny. You want to feel really small. Do you know
sounds
what I
like
mean?
Some weird fetish. I want to be like a tiny little ball, and he plays basketball with me.
Wrap them up, my little farm.
Oh, and teeth for sure.
Oh, and teeth.
Teeth.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tits and teeth.
Sorry, we'll get something going. Oh, ready? Okay. Get ready, something going. Yeah. What? Sorry, yeah. Me too.
He's like, wait a minute. Sorry. Just can't get out my... Oh, sorry, my stature's just so big.
Just so fucking huge. I think my jeans have just ripped.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my back is heavy.
But I have to wear a bra. I've just got such big pecs.
My back is heavy. And I'm not even wearing a backpack.
The weirdest thing I've ever heard you say, my back is heavy. Sounds like you've got... Sound like King Leonidas or something. Oh, God.
Why, what's yours? What do you notice?
I think just a face.
A face.
I notice a face. You have a face.
No, but you do.
A face.
But you do. It's like when you go like, oh,
I know what you mean. Yeah, when
I think that is the most common thing you go to. Right.
No, but I think we're so similar.
We're
so similar. But it is, but I think...
How tall are you?
But I think with you, it's not so much... Maybe it's not like striking. It's more like, oh my God, they look...
She notices height. Like, you're very height-orientated.
Yes, not these
you
days.
You are. She's like 6 foot and over. I have
no. Yeah, structure.
And I'm like 5... Exactly. I'm like 5'9", how tall is that? I don't have a height gauge. Right.
As long as they've got a face.
As long as they've got a face, I don't mind how tall you are.
But you like a nice... Also, you can tell people by their eyes. You can tell what they're
for
like
sure.
As a person.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind a little
eyes,
bit of a window.
Window to the soul.
Window to the soul.
Wow.
Yeah, don't look in. Look away.
Just keep on moving through the beat.
question.
Yeah.
Do you know on TikTok, like, all girls have, like, icks? So, like, oh, that gives me the ick about guys. Yeah. Like, have you seen all that? Do you have icks about girls?
Yeah, it's shitting in the shower.
My God. My
girl shits. Yeah. That was real tough.
That was so aggressive from left field there. Yeah.
It's true. Really gives me the ick.
Like, I feel like girls have so many icks
like,
about
like
guys.
It's like weird things.
My
like,
girls will be like, oh, he did this, and I just couldn't know.
Oh, he got on a bus and he ran for the bus. Oh, no, but like imagine a guy running for the bus.
It's like if you want to get over a guy, like you imagine him like running for the bus. Or and it's just like, oh. Or you imagine him like laying his clothes out for work the next day. And it's like, oh.
That's such a good
one.
That's
such weird ones.
My girlfriend calls it Grima. She says, oh, Grima. It gives me Grima. She says, Grima. Mine would be
Grima. But what are things that girls could
write? It sounds really bad, but keenness.
Keenness. You see, girls, what the hell?
Shit.
So it's like when girls are like, so what are we? You'll be like, fucking
not,
hell.
Not so much. Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's that. It's more like. It's
you,
more
you
like.
You want to chase, you mean?
No, you need to keep chasing.
I think
everyone. I think everyone likes a bit of chase, right? That's why. It's more the fact where I remember I dated this. Remember that guy in LA I dated?
Oh.
And she then like. I said to her, she said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, what are you doing tomorrow? Yeah. And she said, oh, I'm doing. I said, oh, well, listen, if you fancy coming over, come over. We didn't mess each other then, and she just arrived at the house. Hi.
Okay.
Like that. I was a bit like, oh my God, this is like.
Mm. You know, so she took it literally.
Literally, yeah. It's all like, but you said we're going to do this. And it's like, oh, I didn't.
Oh.
It's God, dating in like the 19th century.
You mean, like,
yeah. Well, I don't know. But
what
like,
if she was like messaging you first or things like that?
No, I don't mind that at all. I just think it's but then I'm over keen, so maybe that's I don't know.
Well,
maybe
showing up at the house, I get that.
That's
I'd be
intense.
Like, that's like this is my house.
I have loads of icks. I think that would like showing up unannounced.
Yeah, freak
shit out of me. That freak anyone out.
I don't like meanness. I don't really like meanness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rude. That's a rude.
That makes
ultra vanity as well.
But that's not it. Like, that's just all.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you don't want to see anyone be rude to a waiter or anything.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't mind vanity.
No, like that, not vanity, but like when it's like really
obsessive.
Obsessive.
Yeah, but these are like sins, right? That's like I mean, I feel like an ick is different to like a sin, like what? Yeah.
So you get the Bible out.
Yeah.
Should we Google it?
It's Jamie's new book, actually.
I don't know.
Okay, so Jamie, you were saying about like girls being too keen is what gives you the ick. So we have a girl here. So how do you think she should tackle this? And you kind of said this as well, Alex. How do you have the exclusive chat? So she's saying, I've been seeing this guy for about 2 or 3 months and I thought things were going really well. We've been on loads of dates, around to each other's houses, etc. So I know I shouldn't overthink these things, but when we were out the other day, I glanced at his phone and his top best friend on Snapchat was another girl. So I did a bit of stalking and they follow each other, like each other's pics. So I'm guessing that she's like in the picture along with me.
She could be a mate.
She could be a friend.
Yeah, she could genuinely be a friend.
She could be a friend. I basically want to know, how do you go about having the exclusive, what are we conversation? Because I've been with guys before who talk to other girls behind my back.
So she wants to initiate this.
I really like this guy, but I can't help feeling like he's talking to other girls and I'm not talking to the guys. So I feel like we're not on the same page.
Right.
Do I ask him or not? Should I even ask? And if so, how do I go about it? By the way, I'm 21 and they're both 21.
Oh.
I think it depends, like, where she's at, like, how badly she needs to know. Because, like, I think, like, Americans actually do it where they're just way more upfront. They just, like, they have it out, whereas us Brits are quite, like, we leave it for so long.
Yeah.
But I think she should just, like, ask him up front. Because
have you ever had a girl ask you, like, what are we? Are we exclusive?
Have you ever had that? I think I've had that.
Yeah.
I've had that, but I think.
How do you respond?
Well, I think it's pretty
you, like,
tricky.
Tiptoe around it. Or
yeah,
like, yeah, we can be exclusive.
I get the dictionary out and sort of look at exclusive and try and work out.
Yeah, I think you tiptoe around
mean
it.
What do you mean by this?
Yeah, I think you do tiptoe around
Jamie
it.
Jamie gets a lawyer to come
in. Well, the thing is, like, if you wanted to, you would have already asked her.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
I also think, so they're both 21. Mm. She's obviously wanting to go out with him because she wants that security of knowing that
she doesn't like it,
that she doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
So she's trying to get him to commit because then she has the security that they're together,
right,
which is always a recipe for disaster, I think. And I think that you don't need to have that conversation with someone. I think it naturally happens. You both know you're in that place.
It happens organically.
It's not like a conversation that it's like, okay, I'll stop talking to him and
like,
you'll stop talking to her.
Unspoken words.
Well, because as soon as you have to then like set a boundary, because like, okay, well, don't speak to that girl. then yeah. it's like, I mean, if he is speaking to other girls, then it's maybe not right. Like, it's yeah. not the
I
right
feel
thing.
Like when it happens, it should just happen just organically. Happens, and like, yeah. he should be like, oh, well, I don't want to talk to that other girl anymore. Like, I'm really into
But also
this girl.
Sometimes, like, she might want to know, like, where she stands. Because it's like, well, I have other people interested.
Well, why
like,
does he not let her know?
Like, she's not going to like the answer. Whatever. If she goes and asks him, she's not going to like the answer.
I know. I always think,
and I did say this last week, like, I don't think as you should ever have to ask a guy, what are we?
Right.
Exactly.
Because like, you will just know. Like, you should just
I think
know.
If he liked you, you would know exactly where you stand at all times. You should never... I think if you're thinking that you have to ask, I think it's a bad
sign.
Well,
she knows that if he was all into her... She wouldn't be talking to these other girls. Like, yeah. she wouldn't be thinking, I need to ask.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean,
she could just, like, lock him in a basement.
And just, what like, are we?
Poke him for a bit.
I just think staring, you know how long your eyelashes are?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Always have good eyelashes.
Yeah, you've got someone's finally noticed.
Like, long, dark, you have long, dark eyelashes.
Great. I'm going to start.
The first thing I notice about someone.
Yeah, that's
maybe you should start noticing eyelashes.
You have long, dark eyelashes.
Thank you.
Have you mascaraed them?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. You mascaraed
yours for quite a while, actually.
What? I tinted
daily.
Mine.
To make them black.
You had them tinted,
yeah, once.
Yeah, not
once.
Black.
Once.
How did it look? Did it look like you had eyeliner?
It made them pop. Honestly, I look great with it. I might do it again.
That's an alpha.
I don't know, but like I can see them. Like, they're there.
I can see them. They're definitely in existence.
Because they're so blonde, but like I can see them. Like, we used to go to school with the girls who were white, and like you couldn't really see them. But like, I can see yours.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys.
Wow.
Lovely.
No worries.
Really nice.
So, as a general rule of thumb, we should not be asking guys, "What are we?"
We should just know already.
I think it should happen organically.
And if we don't know, then that's our answer.
I think so.
And when this is just a question for nosiness, when like you are seeing a girl. When you're seeing someone, how long would you like typically wait? So let's say you're dating a girl, you like her, it's going well.
How long are you
waiting until you're like,
I know,
I'm going to label this as you're my girlfriend?
Right.
6 months.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, is that
I was going to say probably like four.
Yeah.
Four. It depends.
Four
depends.
Until you have the girlfriend.
It depends
chat.
On circumstances. It depends on the girl.
And it's such a commitment. You got
well.
it's such a commitment. And people jump into these things.
I think it changes with age, actually. When you're young, you jump in because you're like, oh my god,
right.
And you get like besotted with people.
Mm-hmm. And every single time I was young and I jumped in, I'd be like, what have I done? I'd be like, oh god,
shit.
This is a nightmare. Now I'm with this person and I'm messaging this other person.
What they said about you. It was a lot worse.
Yeah. Very good, that bloke. And then as you get older, it takes a while, I think, because you really got to know the person.
Right. I agree. I just think some girls, generally speaking, tend to panic. Like, if they've been speaking to a guy one-on-one for, say, like, three months. And then that's why they want to have this chat, because they're like, fuck, like, is this progressing?
Right.
Like, when's he going to ask? And
girls
they start
love-
to stress out.
Then what happens if you get friend-zoned? What happens then?
I couldn't tell you.
I can say, okay.
You're in the shit.
You're in the shit.
Really?
You start again with someone else.
Must be upsetting, though, when you're chatting to a guy and it's like, you have such a great connection, and then... they friend zone you.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
I wouldn't be able to go to work.
Must be awful.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing when that happens.
It was a sad time. It was a sad week. I was like,
It was a depressing week.
Yeah, but I feel like you get over things so quickly.
I did get over it pretty quick. So I was like, well, fuck you.
I know. But I did get over it pretty quick. Like, you're a hostage. I was like,
I'm proud of myself.
I did get over it pretty quick.
I think in the moment, I was like, it was unexpected. I was like, oh. So yeah, guys, I got a friend zone. This is the context behind this conversation.
Was obsessed
but...
with her. Like, I thought he was obsessed.
He has a girlfriend.
I'm interested by this guy. I want to find out what's going on with him. It's a bit strange.
Why else would you call me four times a day?
Can we become like your private investigators? Let's go.
Yeah,
we know where he lives.
Four times a day.
And I have his address.
Yeah.
Send it over, Will.
He's got a girlfriend. It's got to be. Maybe he has a family. How old was he?
24.
He's got a girlfriend. It's got to be.
I just don't know where he'd hide her, if I'm honest.
Yeah,
he was calling her all the time.
Yeah, because they weren't allowed to each other's houses.
Really?
Lockdown. That's the point. Lockdown happened. Lockdown opened up and then stopped.
But even now, like, still keep in touch.
Yeah,
because every now and then, occasionally.
Girlfriend's not there.
Did you shit in the shower when you were there? Because that might be why.
Fuck.
That's the one thing.
Always coming in left field with this thing.
Is this a fetish of yours, Alex?
He's had this callback about eight times. I know. Calling back to the shower thing. Whoa, submarine.
It's serious. Shitting in a submarine.
Oh, no.
Have you seen that video on TikTok of the submarine going into the sea?
No.
they like shoot off a thing and like fly and then dive.
Do they really? Oh, I've never seen a submarine. I thought they just chilled in water.
They literally shoot off a thing dive like a diver.
That's that bloke. He's mid-text.
Fucking shit.
Wait, hang on. I'm just intrigued. I think he has a girlfriend. That's what I think.
He can't.
I just like, where is she?
He can't have a girlfriend.
Because he came over to your house, right?
No. Where never. Did
he? Oh no, I thought he came over and he. Right? And
we went on like two or three dates.
Maybe he met someone
like,
else.
But if he asked me now, I'd be like, absolutely not. Like, I've put him in the friend zone. If anything, now I'm like, no way.
That's what they all say.
I need to talk to you about something. I made a grave mistake in April.
I made a mistake. Fuck. No, yeah, weird one. Yeah, let me know one, if you think one. Of anything, guys. Help me out
one.
Here.
I would. I think it's a weird one.
So going off of like when to be the girlfriend.
Yeah.
When do you say I love you? Like you like so this girl said she's been seeing her boyfriend for 6 months. They've been official for 2 months, but they haven't said I love you yet. She's freaking out a bit.
There's no answer to that. You can only say it when you actually feel it.
But surely when you're making someone your girlfriend, are you not like, oh, I'm in love with her? Or do you make someone your girlfriend then fall in love with them? Or
no, because I feel like you make boyfriend, girlfriend, there's like different stages. But right. Boyfriend and girlfriend happens in that infatuation stage where you're like, oh my God, I just really want to hang out with this person more
all
and more
the time.
And more.
Right.
So then you become boyfriend, girlfriend, and then that drifts into love. I thought love, right, was always about the panic. So if you're in love with someone, that means you must be panicking because all you want to do is be with them all the time. And that means I must love them. But actually, that's not what love is. That is just pure like
obsession.
Yeah, which it is, right?
Intense.
And it's too intense because then actually what would happen is
it's too intense.
But that obsession can jump onto someone else.
I'll be waiting outside your window. Yeah, I need to be there all the time.
Yeah. But then that obsession can jump onto someone else.
Right.
And when you're in love, I don't think your love can jump onto someone else that quickly. And so I think that's the difference. God, this is
that's
wise.
Beautiful.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. And I think that also people, you mistake obsession with love, but then what you realize love is when you would do anything for that person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's not like, it's selflessness, where actually you would just put everything in front of them. And that's when you know, I think you're in love. And of course you would save them from car crashes or whatever you're going to do. But
you'd quit your job in the Navy.
But you would quit your job. You would say, and typically when if you're really in love with someone, you just do anything for them. That's what I think love is.
So you think like if you were boyfriend and girlfriend for 6 months, you've not said that I love you, she shouldn't panic?
No.
No,
I don't think
because
so.
There's levels to it.
But does she feel it? That's the thing.
Well, I think so because
she's
wondering.
She's in love. Right?
She's almost feels she's like she's scared to say it. She's almost waiting for him to be like, "I do love you," you know.
The best time is to get really drunk and then you say it,
almost
and
as a
then because then like yeah, and then you go, "Oh no, what? I was drunk. What are you talking about?" You can go
test
back.
Test almost be like, "Oh, I don't remember saying that." Like, "Oh no, that wasn't me."
I used to,
well, it's like if you say it when you're drunk and then they don't say anything the next day, it's like fuck.
You can just forget about it.
You can just forget about it.
That's how I said it to Sophie. How I said I love you to her. I said to her. I said to her when I said, "Oh God, I think I've caught it." And she went, "What do you mean?" And she went, "What do you mean?"
Beaver fever.
And I, beaver fever.
Beaver fever. Oh my God. I think I've got that beaver fever, babe. Yeah.
You know, the beaver one.
You better watch out. I've got the beaver.
I think you've got it too.
Yeah. Don't show me your beaver.
I've got fever. Oh my God.
Fuck.
Fever on my fever. No, I think, I said to her, "Oh God, I think I've caught it." And she said, "Caught." And I said, "These feelings." And then that's how it led to that. It was quite cringe.
That's quite wholesome.
Did she reciprocate?
She held off for a bit, didn't she? Yeah, she's not.
Ooh.
She doesn't do that. She wouldn't even say it to me now, really.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah. It's what she does. Oh God.
I love you,
Chase. Off, get out of here.
You still here?
That's my apartment. What are you? Get out of here.
Get the fuck out. Just keep on moving
through the beat. Right, we're going to do one more dilemma and then we're going to wrap it up. So, am I crazy? She says. So, trying to keep it as short as I can. Me and my boyfriend have been together for over 3 years now.
Wow.
Skip. They met at uni, mutual friends, blah, blah, blah. But so they have mutual friends, but he has still not introduced me to any of his friends from home. I know one of his friends quite well.
After 3 years?
Right. So he's going to a concert with a lot of his friends who are in couples. And when I asked why I hadn't been invited, he replied with, "Why do you feel entitled to do everything I do?"
Fuck off.
This is totally not the case. And I was simply just wondering why I couldn't be included since it was like a couple.
Well, it's just a concert,
thing.
Is it not?
He'll be going to the concert and I'll be sat in his house with his parents.
What?
So she's staying at his
and
house right
so
now.
So there's couples going. This is.
He responded with the fact that they aren't my friends and it's his mate's birthday and they all know each other. So how am I ever going to meet people and mingle if he never includes me? He says I'm crazy for thinking I should be invited and that I need to sort out the way I'm thinking. Am I being crazy and is it normal to feel like it would be nice to have been asked to go? Surely we should do these kind of things together. Why would not want me to meet his friends?
I think that's
anyone savage this.
That's actually really nasty and mean. I don't like mean.
But
like,
you've been together for 3 years.
It's almost like it sounds like he's like embarrassed of her and doesn't want to show her to his friends. Unless his actual home friends are really lame and doesn't
and
want to show
them.
I always say if any guy brings out the crazy talk, that means they're lying about something.
So it's like almost
it's like a tagline
in the friendship group which he's got a bit of a connection with, and he's thinking, no.
Whenever a guy says you're crazy, it always that's like a tagline to something bad.
It's like a tactic to make you second guess yourself
because that's what she's doing,
and she's thinking we don't like.
Because I always think when you start dating someone, almost like the.
Well, the, almost one of the first things you do is like
meet my friends,
right?
Because like, you want your friends' approval to be like, yeah, he's cool, like, yeah, I like him, and then it's like, okay, like
but
now
it's like,
I can get
why
to know
would
you,
you not want
more.
Your girlfriend or your boyfriend to be friends with your friends? Like, it's nice.
I think there's a girl in the old friendship group.
So what should she do? Should she confront or should she?
He's very adamant on his stance. So what should?
But
she...
But then be like, screw you,
fuck
buddy.
Off.
Yes,
right. Just get out of here. It's not a very good relationship. Then, yeah. Like, why would you want to be in that if you're being like hidden?
Like, if we're in this harmonious relationship, like, let's go to.
You think she should confront him?
I would just. I'd be like, look. I want the honest answer, like, because you're not telling me.
I want the honest answer.
I'm
going
to put it out there to all you sisters out there.
Sisters?
To all you sisters
in the girls'
out
bathroom.
There. Yeah, to all you sisters in the girls' bathroom out there. You guys are rock stars. Any guy...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, any guy that treats you like shit, talks to you badly or puts you down, tell them to F off.
Totally.
And just hold true to yourself because it's only going to hurt you in the end. Mm. And follow me on Instagram.
Oh, while you're at it.
Make sure you're liking the pictures as well, because likes are very important to me.
My engagement's kind of down.
Yeah. My engagement's really bad at the moment. So that's all I have. But honestly, yeah, you guys rock, so just don't let anyone...
No, it's true. Like, don't let anyone second... No,
make you second guess.
Right, you should be second guessing yourself. If, like, if that's how you think and feel about something, don't make yourself think that,
yeah,
oh no,
on,
I'm thinking
girl,
about the wrong thing, do you know what I mean? But when people make you think, oh my God, no, maybe it's me.
Make you second guess.
Yeah, it's shit.
A relationship should be like amazing and fun. It should be two positives. Like,
it should just be a fun thing. Like, it shouldn't be stressful and nasty.
And you should always, especially as a girl, as a woman, you should feel loved always.
Totally.
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like he's making you feel
acts
that way.
Acts of service.
The likes. He's like, yes.
Yes, double tap.
But I just do want to say one more thing, because this is... Just follow me on Instagram. My likes are really down.
And on that note, guys, we always finish with a quote, so we need an inspirational quote.
Have you got a
from
quote? What's your favourite quote?
Alex wants to say, follow me.
Alex, go
My quote of the day is...
Also, follow me on Twitter. Slide into my DMs at Alexander Mitten.
What am I getting? What's a good
inspirational quote?
An inspirational
quote. What's your favourite? Maybe one you whip out regularly.
Okay, go on.
You're quite corny, so...
Yeah, I got a few, but one of them is, ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. When things are easy in life, you don't progress. When things are hard, that's a good sign. So push through the hard times and the good times will be on the horizon.
Lovely.
Nice.
Lovely.
Alex, how are we going to follow that? I agree.
If you keep getting friend zoned, just stop shitting in the shower.
And also, I want to say, and to you ladies, friends are like gardens. You have to water them to make them grow.
Oh my God.
Keep watering your garden.
You should
watering
be banned
your friendship.
You need to be banned from social media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep watering your lady garden.
Everybody's like, shut up. Yeah, keep watering.
Are you that guy that writes those fucking memes on?
Memes? Talk about shitting again. Like,
I just had to round it up. It's quite a concurrent theme.
It's wholesome. Yeah. It's bringing it back to the start.
It's not wholesome. It's definitely not wholesome.
Hey, also, just going to shout it out there. You guys were on an episode on our podcast as well.
Yes.
So just before this, we recorded with...
What days do yours come out? Yours come out?
Friday.
So it's out on Friday.
Ah, right. So you can
or
just...
Wednesday.
So yours on Wednesday. So then this Friday... So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, 2 days' time, you can listen to our one.
Right.
Oh, my God. You've not had enough.
Two parts.
Will it be four parts?
Crazy, guys.
What would be four?
Oh, no, wait, because this is one.
This is one.
So three parts.
Get it right.
Two of ours.
Yeah.
All right,
lovely.
And on that,
happy Wednesday, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
They're exhausted, I think.
Sweating in this room as well.
Let's talk longer. Please don't go.
That is out.
Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Stay here.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.